sure my season. Praise the Lord. I want to thank you, all of you all that came out today. And we always try to hit the right day, the right Sunday. And we hit this third Sunday. I got to go out of town. I got to do this. I got to do that. Praise the Lord. So one day we'll hit it right. So a lot of didn't come that we expected, but the one that did, I do expect, he's here. I say the one I am expecting, he's here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so happy to be here today. I couldn't hardly wait to get up here. All the week I've been just been treated so wonderfully. I've just so much love I don't know what to do with it. And I just want to thank the Lord for you all, for my, I guess that's my cousin, my niece or somebody back there. Praise the Lord. I just want to thank you all. But I want you to get your minds upon the Lord today. I want you to come expecting today. I want every time you come into the house of the Lord, you come expecting. It's when you come to praise him. You ain't come to see who's here. You ain't come to see no hats. You ain't come to see what nobody got on. You ain't up to, hey, you come to praise the Lord. I came to praise. I'm so grateful to be able to come to praise the Lord. Children, there's so much going on. We got to learn God and we got to learn how to praise him. We got to learn about God. We got to learn how to praise him. We got to learn how to come into the house of the Lord and just get our minds off of everybody and put our minds on Jesus. The world is falling apart. I'm telling you, you think you're strong, you just keep on. You keep living. You don't know what's going to go on. But you got to have some strength. And that strength is in Jesus Christ. That strength is in knowing him. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, praise the Lord, the things we've been through, things you're going through, I feel you. I feel your pain. Don't tell me nobody. You can smile all you want to. But I know people go through stuff. I know they go through things. Praise the Lord. I'm going to follow the protocol. We're going to have prayer first. But I'm feeling that. I said, Lord, we got to know you now, Lord. I said, we got to know you in the power of your resurrection and the fellowship of yourself. We got to know you. Praise the Lord. I'm going to talk about, and you all pray for me because I was so much going around in my mind. No, I'm preaching going around my mind, I'm telling you. I said, Lord, what can I do to help your people? What can I do in this place where I am? So somebody come on and say, well, women can't preach. I said, well, boy, you done waited too late. Come on, come on. You done waited. Man, I ain't glad there. You done waited too late. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You got to know who you believed. You got to know where you're supposed to be. You got to know what you're supposed to be doing. Praise the Lord. Will you stand? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I'm so glad to see Sister Phyllis. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad to see you. You can see me after if you want to. You know, you said, okay. Praise the Lord. But, you know, I'm just so glad to see all of you. And what was her name? Terry? What was her? Kelly. Kelly, did you stop by here once before? You weren't the one that had the little thing out there. Okay. You're welcome. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, we'll love you to death, girl. These are some loving, loving folks. They can say what they want to, but I'll have the best loving folks in St. Louis, in Westfield. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we want to thank you. We come to praise you. We come to lift you up. We come to thank you. We come to recognize who you are. We come in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask you, Lord, for the anointing of the Holy Ghost, because without him, there is nothing. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus and those young people, listen, just reaching out for the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost. If ever was a time I know that the church need to be full of the Holy Ghost, it's now. Praise the Lord. So I'm asking you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Let them know it's a gift. Let them know that you're going to give it to them. Let them know that it's theirs. But it's for our children. Even our children are far off. He promised to do that. And I'm seeing that it's so needed in this hour. Father, I pray we give the service continually to you. We've had a good time. You're singing. I know that you're pleased with our singing. I praise. I felt the Spirit of the Lord here today. And I thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for the visitors who have come in. But I want you to know you didn't come because God brought you here. Everything you do is ordered. children, we can ever understand that. And I'm going to try to do it a little bit today. Our steps are ordered. Well, but I don't care where you stand. Your steps are ordered. God knows the beginning and the end, and also the in-between. I give it all to you, Master, in the name of Jesus. Pray, and I pray for my friends that's listening, is going to be listening to this as we stream it. Is it streamed? Good. Hallelujah. I'm praying for them. The Lord has given me a mind to reach out to those, you know, praise the Lord. So we give you a seat. You got a seat. Just sit down. Praise the Lord. And I ask in Jesus' name, Father, that you would bless even those that are listening to this as it goes over the air. Goes, hallelujah. I ask that you would touch. Somebody needs you, Lord. Somebody needs you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. Give the Lord a big clap. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, nobody can tell you where you've been and so forth. But I'm telling you, wherever you are, God is there. Wherever you are, it is planned by God. If you love Jesus, hallelujah, your life is planned. I know this more than I ever knew it in my life. I'm in a good place. I'm in a straight place. I'm in a place where I'm free. I'm in a place where I got my mind set to do whatever he got for me to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God cut you loose from that friend. Because they weren't doing you no good, no way. Kept you all bound. You didn't know what to do. Praise the Lord. Now you say, oh, hey, it's more friends out there. But God got a friend for you. And first of all, he want to be your friend. You know, you may think I can't call so-and-so because it's too late. It ain't never too late to call him. 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, whenever you can call on him. He just been good to me. I sat down this morning. He said, go back and get Isaiah 53. He gave it to me long years ago. And I began to read it. Read it again, but I ain't going there now. That ain't what I'm preaching on. I ain't going to preach on that. I'm going to preach on a king. Praise the Lord, because you kings and queens and priests. And I want to help me to understand that he's my God. I want us to understand that wherever we are, it's the will of God. And you don't know what he got planned until you stay put. And right now, you're in a place that you need to stop calling Sally and Rachel and whoever. They ain't answered you no way. You need to learn the voice of your God. This Bible has meant more to me than it's ever meant. Brother Mike, it's meant, I'll be counting every let there be, all the lets. How many times he said let? And I'll be, you know how you do? Praise the Lord. But I say, Lord, don't let us forget that you say this is the eighth day. The eighth is the beginning. This is just the beginning. I said, this is just the beginning. The Lord told me, come on, he said, this is your beginning. This is your beginning. This is your beginning. And then he'll take all that stuff away. The hurt and all that that's in you. All that's done hurt you. All that's done smack you around. He gonna take it all away. I just thank you, Lord. I'm gonna tell you, you're gonna leave out of here today free. Stuff done dropped off because you're going to listen as the Holy Spirit teaches you today. Is that okay? Because people are so bound, you know, and they, well, now, sister, see, I got my shoes. I ain't got them off. My little German, she said, see my shoe? I had to put these on. She calls, I hit my toe, bruised my big toe. And I wasn't going to hardly put no shoes on these feet. And I say, well, I don't care what they say. I'm going to put on something I can walk in. Now, I didn't go barefooted. I did better. Okay. All right. I love you. Turn around and tell somebody. I said, girl, I love you. Woo, Jesus. Woo. Feeling good up here. Ah, I'm feeling good up here. Thank you, Jesus. I want to talk about a king and a queen, Ahab and Jezebel, who's going to be, they won't be the main thing. But I want to talk about a man who was righteous, Jehoshaphat. And I want to first go to the 18th chapter of 2 Chronicles. I feel the Lord going to help me with this thing. I've been praying. I feel he going to help me with this thing. Because the Lord gave us this scripture. Let me tell you something I've learned too. I was sitting this morning praying. I said, Lord, I sat with an atomic bomb in my hand. I said, I'm understanding that where I walk, I have to walk in here. What I think, I got to think in here. I'm understanding that. And so when I go through stuff, instead of calling Sally, I'm going to run to this and find what it says. Now, I ain't telling you not to talk to your brothers and sisters. I'm not saying that. Because there's things that you do share because it's better to share. But you can't share everything with everybody. You just can't. I said, you can't. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm happy. I'm telling you now. Amen. The Lord told me, he said, I sit down. I said, you know what I said? Well, it ain't feel, Lord. He said, just hold on. He said, don't let go. I got a plan. I got a plan. I'm going to see what he going to do. So I went back, sister, and I collected everything he said about this church and about the, I collected it all in my mind. Let me tell you something. You stop letting the devil get you down. Yeah, you this and you die. I ain't saying that you're not. You're going through things and you know, it's, you be down and you may be in a place where you just can't, but don't let the devil beat you down. If he ever said anything to you, and if you didn't look in the word, all of it's to you is to put your name in that what and let him know that, you know, well, Lord, I don't understand this. I don't understand where I am. I'm going to trust you. Now, that ain't easy. Y'all say, oh, amen. That ain't easy. Come on. That ain't easy. But it can be done. And it must be done. Paul said, I die daily. You gotta die daily, every day. Don't try to die a year ahead. Take one day at a time. Lord, let me through this day. Let me think right through this day. Let me keep my mouth shut through this day. Let me, the Lord, just help me today. Praise the Lord. Well, you know, we've been stealing this eating thing. And I'm kind of worried about people fixing it up for a month. I think you ought to take a day at a time. Don't take too many days ahead. Praise the Lord. Just take enough where you can do what you're going to do. Oh, well, that, I won't hear that, Lord. Okay. Now, Jehoshaphat had riches, number 18, 2 Chronicles 18. He had riches and honor in abundance. But he joined affinity with Ahab. Now, anybody read about Ahab? No, Ahab was the wickedest king ever ruled in Israel. Him and Jezebel were to set the day. But the affinity was that his daughter or one of his sons married into that family. And so now these are, now let me say, these are kin people. These are the tribes of Israel. Ain't that awful? Brothers. Well, they fighting over there, not brothers, but these were the tribes of Israel. Listen, now Jehoshaphat had riches and honor. He joined affinity with Ahab. Now this is 18 years in his reign. Now he did what his father was. Asa. Asa was a good king. So Jehoshaphat followed his father's teachings, and he was a very good king. He tore down the groves. What they was, you know. So I'm going to be some people. I tell you, the sorcerers. He got all them out the land, and he cleaned up things and put people in that's supposed to be putting them. Told him, say, look, now you got to do right now. Don't you be telling these people nothing wrong. He just really, really was a good king. But then he goes and want to visit Ahab. You've been doing pretty good. What you need Sarah for? You better be careful who you visit. You better be careful who you get affinity with. I don't care if it's your mama, your daddy, or who. You better be careful. You better get somebody that know God and know what you know and gonna stand with what you stand for. A lot of people are down. You down because you got the wrong folks around you. Come on, get away from these people. They don't do but just get you down all the time. And it could be your kid people. Some of your kid folks ain't right. Come on now. You can't hardly go places because, you know, you just too religious. You just too heavily minded. You know, earthly good. Well, I'm going to tell y'all something. I want to be heavenly minded. I don't want to be no earthly good. Because this is not the only place you serve God. You serve God when you walk out of here. Now, if you ain't the same person, then you a schizophrenic Christian. I preached on that one time. I preached on a schizophrenic Christian. You don't want to be like that. You have to say, God, give me something. You won't want to try to be like other folks. I'm going to be the best Celeste he ever made. I don't care how nobody else preaches, that's them. I want to be the best of what I am. And don't be trying to be like Sister Susie or Aunt Judy or be like you. You the best. God, he throwed away the mold when he made you. I'm a child of the King. Praise the Lord. I'm walking, hallelujah, in the light of the word. I thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. You go, yeah, I go through. I'm a preacher, but I go through. In fact, I go through more than y'all do. Praise the Lord. But I'm going to tell you, I'm happy where I am. I'm happy where I am. And I don't want to get too happy, Brother Mark. You know what I'm talking about? I won't get too happy now because I said, Lord, they know what I'm talking about. They know what I'm talking about. I don't want to get too happy. Well, I'll let that alone. Stick around. We'll know. Praise the Lord. But I tell you, God is good. Because I recognize, I say, God, you got me out just in time. I said, you got me out just in time. You told me, God, you're going to do something with this old woman. I'm sitting back here looking. Brother Mark, I came through the church a couple months ago, I think it was. I was just walking down that aisle, and it was so many people in here, it was just packed all around me. So I brings back those things. I mean, this ain't no dream. I had this experience. And I said, Lord, he said, your steps are ordered. And he said, when I get ready, he said, let me have it. Children of God, let him have it. You can't do nothing with it. Oh, God. There are many, you know, the mama, daddy don't get along. Folks don't get along. Hallelujah. And then your best friend, you know, they don't understand you. Let him have it. Give it to him and just say, Lord, I can't do nothing with it. I don't know how to solve this problem. I don't know, Lord, whether it's 2 times 2 is 4 or 2 times 2 is 5. I really don't know what's going on, but I'm going to let you have it. And it's not easy to let him have it because sometimes you get in it. Come on now. So Jehoshaphat goes and visit Ahab. Wrong thing. So when he got down there, praise the Lord, the prophet Micaiah was doing his time, if you don't know. And Ahab, number 3, the king of Israel, said, after he had, you know, he spread him out and fixed his big dinners and all this kind of stuff, you know. And Ahab, king of Israel, said unto Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, will you go with me to Ramah Gilead? And he answered, I'm as thou art, see? And my people as thy people, because he had made affinity when he joined forces with him. And we will be with thee in the war. And Jehoshaphat said, but then Jehoshaphat was 18 years loving God. You have been a Christian. And you know what God requires of you. And many of you have been close to God. When you first got saved, you remember? You remember? You didn't know a thing. But it was something about you in the Lord. You loved to go to church. You loved it. Nobody didn't have to pull you. Nobody didn't have to say, when the church door was open, you was there. See, I know what the Lord, I know this. Praise the Lord. And you enjoyed it. And sometimes we have church, sometimes for weeks. Sometimes we would serve the Lord. I mean, weeks, y'all don't know, you young folk, but I'm telling you, it's coming back. God is going to come back to his people. God is going to come back to his people. God is coming back to his people. So Jehoshaphat said, well, you know, say, don't you hear somebody? Let's inquire of the Lord. Now, Ahab ain't saying nothing about inquiring of the Lord. But Jehoshaphat said, let's inquire of the Lord. See what I'm saying? He still was a godly man and such. I love this. I love it. But I'm going to tell you, you know, did I tell you that Ahab was the worst king ever? But Ahab got in trouble with God. And I'm going to tell you something about God that I'm learning. He got in trouble with Ahab, pulled his robes off, put sackcloth and ashes. Said, you see how he humbled himself? I'm going to forgive him. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? Who wouldn't serve a God like that? So no matter where you are, no matter what you've done, God, all you got to do is go to your God. He's your Father. He's your Maker. He's your Creator. And all you got to do is go to him. I done messed up, Lord. I said I messed up. Hallelujah. He'll reach down. He can reach way down. He can even reach into hell and pull you up. Oh, God. He's a good God. I said he's a good God. All he wants you to do is love him. That's all. He don't ask very much of us. All he says is love me. And that's what you look for. You look for someone to love you. Especially women. You know, we know us. You look for people to love us. I don't know, so some dude with a curly hair and maybe the tone of skin we like. And you know, he dressing nice. Come on. Hey, baby. Now, if you don't like, hey, baby, he'll say, hello, honey. You don't like, hello, honey, he said, hi. The devil knows just what to say to you, see. You don't like the hey baby type? He got somebody else for you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But you keep telling God, I want a saved man. How come keep skipping? I'm trying to get everything that I know into this. You keep telling God, I want a saved man. I don't want nobody playing like they saved. I don't want nobody coming to church and then you don't see him the next year. I want somebody saved. And if I can't have nobody saved, here I am. And don't you know God knows your heart. He knows what you can take. He knows where you're standing. He'll send somebody if he had to send somebody from China. Somebody was over there on the missionary field. I believe that. We got to wait on the Lord. It ain't easy. You got to wait on him. He will do what he said. And during the time you wait, believe what he's telling you. Abraham waited for years. He's the father of our faith. And the Lord told him he was going to have a child. And he got older and older and older and older. Until he got to be 100. Now, in his mind, he could have said, oh, come on. I mean, really. Ain't no need for somebody to come prophesy now. I mean, I'm too old even. Shuck. And then Sarah said, we have pleasure. Come on. They both laughed. I said, they both laughed. Well, you getting ready to get an aha in your life. I said, you getting ready to get an aha. I know I'm old now. I know how old I am. I got a birth certificate. I said, but you just keep your eyes open. Because God is getting ready to move. He told me he's going to move. I don't care what I see with my eyes. I'm going to believe God. I don't care what it look like. I done made my mind up. I said, Lord, I don't care what it look like. I said, I'm going to believe you. That's what you said. And he looked like he smiled. Because he wants you to believe him. He don't want you to believe it if you got $50,000 in the bank and say, Lord, I need that. No, he wants you to believe when ain't nothing there. Hallelujah. Faith is a substance thing you hope for. And everything's that you believe in. You got something you believe in God for. Just hold on to it. Hold on to it. Hold on to his word. And one day, He's going to give you your heart's desire. He's your Father. Say, He's my Father. He's your God. Say, He's my God. He's my Creator. Say that. Now, do you believe that? I say, do you believe that? I say, do you believe that? I had 10 kids. Yeah. Her eyes kind of 10. Didn't have no twins. And we will not say poor, poor. But, you know, we didn't have a lot. You know what I'm saying? My husband worked hard. He worked very hard. Yes, Lord. You had a good life. They thought they was rich, see. Now, listen, let me tell y'all. See, they thought they were rich because I had two dresses to my name. One for Sunday and one for every day. Is that right? I had two pair of shoes. One for Sunday and one. I ain't thought about it. Honey, I didn't think my closet was about this. Me and my husband put our clothes in that closet. Now I got so many things. I see, this is a shame and a disgrace. We was going somewhere. Gwen said, Mama, you are not going to wear that. She had got a job. She said, Mom, you ain't wearing that. She bought me a new coat. So when I had my children, all girls. I got 8 girls and 2 boys. So all my girls, they started buying me stuff. Now my closet's so filled, it's pitiful. It's pitiful. And I said, Lord, I got to get rid of some of this stuff. This is crazy. But there'd be pretty stuff, you know. Oh, Jesus. And don't you sit up here. Every woman here got clothes and enough shoes to make a Marilyn Monroe shame. And now you're complaining. Look how God is good to you. I said, look how He's good to you. You got a job. I'm tired of this job. Stop getting tired of it. That job needs you on it. Why you think you are? Hallelujah. If you think you're a child of God, then they need you on that job. They need you on that job. That's why God put you there. He put you there. He put you on that job. Yeah, you said, I'm going to quit. You don't never want to do what God wants you to do. We got to be in a place that we can obey God. If we hear, we got to say, now what is this, Lord? You don't never ask them. No, you getting ready to sign your resignation. You ain't asked God. Don't say you did because you didn't. You get ready to write it, I'm sick of this job. I'm sick of these people. But how you not know? You are ordered your step. Come on. Your steps are ordered. Now, if your steps are ordered, then He ordered you on that job. And things are going to change. Because you are the changer. Whenever God shows up on something, it changes things. Hallelujah. But Sister Debbie, you don't understand. All I understand is what the words say. I don't understand outside of that. Praise God. So Jehoshaphat went to war with King Ahab and almost got killed. But when they, this tickled me so bad. When they had, he told them, he said, when these prophets came in to prophesy, like he asked them, would you get a prophet, you know, get somebody to tell us what to do. That's what Jehoshaphat said. So he called him. He said, well, so when they come in, oh, go, the Lord going to deliver you. That didn't sound good, Jehoshaphat. He said, ain't you got somebody here that can prophesy and tell us? He said, well, I got somebody named Micaiah, but he don't never tell me the truth. He don't like me. He always speaking evil about me. Why is the truth always evil? But he always speaking evil. So he said, but we need to hear somebody else, you know. And so he sent for him. You know where he was? In jail. In prison. And so Micaiah comes out. He took him. He said, what do you say, Micaiah? He said, go. Go ahead. He said, the Lord shall deliver you. Didn't I tell you not to tell me nothing but truth? Why are you always doing that? Now, see, Ahab knew better, too. See, Ahab knew, because why did he say that? He said, I see Israel scattered with no, like somebody that don't have anybody. Sheep going astray. I just see them scattered up on the hill. So Micaiah told him, he said, if you go there, in so many words, you ain't coming back. You're going to be killed. Oh, he got mad then. He was shooting his mouth off. You know, them prophets had a long, I tell you, it's terrible. He said, now you think because their next door neighbor them maybe treated you bad, that you, those prophets people that told the truth, they just really suffered. They just really, really suffered. Well, we know better than them, beloved. I would go and say something, but they don't believe in. God didn't tell you what they believed in. He didn't tell you what they believed in. We need to study and try to help people if we can. Praise the Lord. And so they went out there, and this is so silly. When you make a mistake and go where you ain't supposed to go, this all I can get out of this. Your mind gets screwed up. Now, he told him, you wear your robes. I'm going to disguise myself. But now you're going to be the king. Well, my goodness, they trying to kill a king. And because Syria told him, said, don't you fight with the little, don't fight with nobody. He said, just, I want the king of Israel dead. Well, when he saw Jehoshaphat with robes on, he thought he was the king of Israel. Oh, God! Well, he had some clout with God. So the Bible said that he heard it and sent the people away. But one man knew who the king was. And he shot him between the hundred, just like the prophet said. And he got up out. They took him out because, these people do you in when they cut your head off and lay you up somewhere. But he took him out. And at evening, he died. He didn't come back, just like the prophet said. Because God is going to say what he say, and he's saying to you this morning, he getting ready to do it. This is the eighth day. This is the beginning of something good. You remember one time we was in here, and I just feel like I stepped out of something and stepped into something else. Y'all stand up and step into something else. You getting ready to step in another place. Just take a little step. I'm stepping into this thing. I'm going to step into this thing. Hallelujah. I'm stepping out of there. I'm stepping into something. I'm stepping into something. Praise the Lord. You can believe all things are possible if you can believe. I don't care where you are. I don't care what done went on. I don't care what you done did. I don't care if you killed 15 people and the president, you got him on the thing too. I don't care what you did. Jesus Christ is here today to pick you up. To pick you up. And he'll whisper to you, I'm your father. I love you. I said, I love you. I don't care, but Lord, I still love you. You ain't done nothing. You ain't too stinking for me. I love you. I know. Now, you that love God, you ought to be, let me say this like a, Lord, give me the word to say this. We love the Lord. I've been walking around saying, I'm a child of the king. I said, boy, I'm bad, I'm telling you. Watch out. Praise the Lord. Girl, you going to be, woo, girl, look at you. I'm telling you. You better talk to yourself. Because I believe that. I believe he called me there. He said, please. I said, Lord, you said you pleased with me. Now, come on here. You say you please. So I'm walking in with your pleasure. I said, Lord, I'm pleasing to you. I'm walking in your pleasure. Don't let the devil make you think down on yourself. Praise the Lord. If you love Jesus, you are a child of the King. Get ready. Get ready. You all know they've been knowing me for years because I've been for years. Lord, have mercy. Girl, I've been preaching for years. In this place, you want to write it down? Shall come forth healing, deliverances, bondage is broken, mind healed, faith that you need in Revival Center. Girl, you heard about Revival Center? Girl, they know that little church up. You go around that corner, come down. If you just go down halfway, that's there. Because God is moving by his spirit. God is moving. If you can believe, all things are possible. There's nothing he cannot do if you can believe. I've seen him do it with my eyes. My eyes have seen the dead raise. And Lord, I got to have that. I got to have that. And God have used me in everything but raising the dead. I said, Lord, I'm free. I feel free, girl. I said, I feel free. free to serve the Lord, free to believe him. God want to set you free today. If you feel bound in anything, I want you up here. We're going to pray. And God going to set you free. I don't care. He going to set you free. Praise. For one thing, God, people got to be set free. They too bound. I said they too bound. Thank you, Jesus. God will do for you what you ask. That's what he said. You know, but then we just go through all of this. You know, we all do it. We all do it. But God, if you can believe, all things are possible. If today, if you can believe, I said, if you walk out there and you can believe, I don't care what you got. I don't care what where you are. God will do it for you if you can believe. That's all he asks you to do is believe. Get your eyes off Sister Davis. It is not Sister Davis. It's God. It's Jesus Christ. It's, he died. He's the one that's supposed to get all the kudos. Amen. I said amen. Hallelujah. So, not to leave you hanging, Jehoshaphat didn't get, the Lord did help Jehoshaphat. He went back and got in his groove. And then he started to set everything in order again, like he did before. You know what I'm saying? That's all you got to do. You make an error, go back. Go back. Don't sit up there and say, well, I'm too. Don't be ridiculous. Go back. Go back. Go back. Some, you know, some people get saved and they go back and they go out in the world and they, you know, then they say, well, I'm too bad to come back. You know, I was saved once, but I, you know. But God is telling you today, come on back. You stepped the wall, you stepped and made in a pothole or whatever you did. Come on back. Come on back. This is your day. Don't miss your day now. Because he don't do the same thing all the time. Oh, no, he don't. No, he may be thinking about something next week. Else next week, but I'm revving up for the first Sunday. I already got it in my head. I said, ooh, Lord. Now, so you know I'm a kind of teacher. I got to get in here and study this now. Praise God is a good God. Hallelujah. So Jehoshaphat went back. You know, he was a good king. He really was. But even he made errors. And I thought about us. We love God. You may be seated. We love the Lord. And the days go by and we promise him things, you know, and sometimes we don't, can't come up with them, that the thing we promise, and we make us feel bad. We really feel bad. But, you know, if you feel bad, then that's the time to say, Lord, forgive me. Help me. Cry out to God. Say, Lord, I need you to help me. I need you. I love candy. But I like to get off of it because it ain't doing me no good. Too much of it. Help me. Well, you don't have to ask God to do that. Yeah, you do. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he will direct your path. Praise the Lord. Well, somebody told me, said, well, that's too, I don't want to worry God. How you worry God? Please. If you worry him, you ought to worry him to do what he need to do. Amen. I want to pray for those today that want a breakthrough in their life. Want things to change. This is the change. I'm going to tell you, this is the year of this is the month of the horn blowing to set the captive free. The captive going to get free today. If you come today and we stand together, the heavens are open for that particular thing to set you free. So if you bound, hallelujah, you ain't got to tell nobody. Ain't nobody's business. Praise the Lord. You come. And when you step out, the angel going to step with you. God is going to step with you. If you step out, if you have enough courage to step out, you're going to get your deliverance today. So if you want your deliverance, you tired of being down in the dumps, you tired of things going and upsetting you, amen, you know you shouldn't be upset, but you be upset anyway. So come on. And this is come with expectation that God is going to set you free. I said, God is going to set you free. God is going to set you free. Come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah. God is going to set you free. You ain't got to say what you've done because, you know, to him, he don't keep no records. He's a good God. But you're going to tell him in your mind, Lord, set me free from whatever. Yeah, to set you free. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. Hallelujah, Jesus. And even though Jehoshaphat was a good king, and he messed up. He messed up when he went to Ahab. He messed up. He messed up when he let him talk him into getting out. He almost got killed. Talking. Listen to, oh, that's a good thing. Huh? These people you believe in get you killed. And maybe some of y'all have been places that you almost got killed. But it was God that kept you. You didn't, it ain't no by chance, girl. You know, I was so lucky. Oh, no. No such. No, there ain't no such. There ain't no luck. No, no. God. God. Raise your hands, sister. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know what it is, but, you know, this is it for you. You're going to overcome this thing today. This month, today. By a miraculous moving in you. Because it takes God. It takes him. So I'm asking you to give her a miracle, Lord. This is the time of signs, wonders, and miracles. Because this is the time for God to move. In Jesus' name. God, in the name of the Lord, I touch in Jesus' name and remove this, Lord, from my sister in the name of Jesus. Let it go, Lord, in Jesus' name. Break this bondage on the Lord. Break it, Lord. Break it, Lord. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Hello, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, who gave his blood. He's touching you now. He's telling you, I love you. He's telling you, I can. He's telling you, I will. You know, we got this thing in our church. God can. I said, Lord, I'm tired of kicking these cans. You will. You will. He will. Not he can't. Joe, he can. We always have. But he will. He's willing today because he said, this is the day for your deliverance. This is your day. You be burdened, sister. You are burdened with so much. You really are. Pray you take on things for other folks, and you know, and they do you in and mess you over and all this kind of stuff. You know, I just feel that in you, sister. And God, today, this is your release. This is your release. This is your release. Lord, we curse and bind bondages. Let it fall off, Lord. Fall off in Jesus' name. Lord, give her a testimony. Because this woman will testify. You know she will. She loves you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, this is a new day. This is the eighth day in your life, sister. You may not understand that, but eight means new. Hallelujah. This is your eighth day. You're going to change. God's going to help you. God's going to give you the words to say. God is going to do whatever it takes for you to make you strong. In Jesus' name. And he's going to answer your prayers. He answering you. He's going to ask. Don't you worry about. And what he tell you is going to be what you need to do. You ain't going to have to worry about, you know, Lord, should I? No, no. He's going to take you all this. Is it this? Is it that? Is it? You know, we should know when God speak to us. God is going to speak clearly to you. You're going to know that it's God. In Jesus' name. You go in peace. You go in peace. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm so glad you came. Yes. And what you need from God, I'm going to ask you. Yes, where are you sick at? Your thyroid. You believe God? What you believe God going to do for you today? You hear that, y'all? You know, a man came to Jesus, and Jesus said, you believe I can do this? You believe Jesus can do this? Yes, Lord. Hold your hands up, sweetheart. Hold your hands. Y'all get behind her. Love is touching you. Jesus Christ of Nazareth has come to you. He died on the cross that you could be saved. And he said, by his stripes, he's healed you. So this stripe, Lord, that healed her, what was that, her thyroid? All right, in Jesus' name, we touch this thyroid in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, heal. Praise the Lord. What you need, CeCe?
Hey, sugar.
Heaven respect the person.